Well, personally, about fear, I consider it an integral part of the human psyche. It is necessary, but when overboard, it's dangerous. Now, as a child, I was always having boogeymen in the dark and people up trees and whatnot.
I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of. Drowning. Falling off a tree. The dark, and that's it.
But with regards to me, the most fearful thing to me are human beings. I'd rather meet a cougar in the bush or a bear. I can handle that better than I can deal with human beings.
Some books make me scared. Swimming deep into the ocean. When I fall off the rock. Lord of the Rings.
Taken to the extreme, fear is very dangerous, and I warn all parents, because I've been with children all my life, is that don't forget your own fears can be acted upon them.
Are you afraid of the dark? Are you afraid of Simon? I know who you're afraid of. Dragons!
There's been a lot of anxious moments in my life, but when it came to real fear, the only thing that I could think of is a recurring nightmare that I've had.
The rest of growing old doesn't seem to be too bad, but losing my nerve is dreadful. I rode as a girl and then stopped at about 16. I lost my nerve then after a rather dreadful wreck and didn't ride again for 35 years. He had me off a couple of times, and then once that it really hurt. And I wasn't really happy after that.
The dark, and that's it. No, not the very dark. You know, the moon dark?
Well, Jacob's, I was at Jacob's house, and Jacob's grandma came, and she gave us frogs.
I think also, at age I am, to still have a lot of fears, it doesn't make too much sense. You don't need anything much. A lot of wealthy people I know are miserable, and a lot of people with very little are happy.
Unless you are one of those extraordinary people with absolutely no physical fear, and if you do find yourself breaking a bit, pull back.
Sounds a bit crazy, but most things, as far as I'm concerned, with our problems, and fear is, can be one of them, is that it's all in the mind.
You might as well enjoy the moment, and I really believe in that. And you can forget about the things that create fear or disturb you, because there's generally nothing you could do about it anyway. So you might as well enjoy each day, each moment, and not dwell on the past or think about the future.
Now can I go?